A succubus infusion, filling you top full to the brim. You want what's going to happen. It's already begun. Begin to touch, hun. Your clit is throbbing for her. You've been given a gift. A gift from what dwells in your mind. From you doing feminizing things to your brain and body all the time. Training yourself to your full potential, are you? Absorbing and interfacing with every little aspect of what you want to be so you can project you, hold you to dressing and thinking and talking as you please, to reinforcing a strong image with feminine impulse fit to drive you to your knees with her dire, feeding. You consume the feminine and she slurps the rest up. So you can consume anything. But what's important is that you absorb, that you learn. And she will skim out the parts you don't need. The parts it would be harder to internalize. Consuming the feminine while she simply mesmerizes with the remainder. All that excess energy you've been spared by no longer hiding from what was obvious. Looking at your body, even eyes closed, you see it, you know the shape of you. You know what to do. Touch and feel the imagery in you foam to the surface. The sweetest, direst part. Courtesy of everything you need. Yeah. Everything you need, that's what this is. The body that exists in a molten pit of perfect feminine osmosis, absorbing, sending word from me echoed in the symbolic rituals of femininity, whether getting dressed up, made up, or all cummied up, brain filled with leaky stuff that turns you to sexual fluids that flow away, painting your lips with the most sublime lip gloss as your hands move, tossing pleasure and more through you. You know you want more of this, consumed in wanting more of this. Rub until you need more of this, entrenched in how good it feels, learning ways to reinforce it, and you're encouraged to explore it, feeling an attraction to exploration of your body, your curves, your unsealed, hands magnetized, moving automatically, moving toward anywhere that gives you pleasure at all, the euphoria for which you fall, brushing across your sensitive flesh. Nevertheless, you hold out, resisting just long enough for the fall to feel good. Lose yourself in how throbbingly euphoric you are from shivering, how intense your clit, your poking, perked, perfect nipples, drawing attention to them, drawing attention to it and the tight, hot warmth of passage within, an open passage, your tongue sensual, sexual over wet lips and an empty mind, exploring the corners of your mouth, drooling, leaving thought behind, you're senselessly feminine, you're gone in hypnosis, you're turned up in a vacant grin in a deep, nourishing moment of bliss, nourishing the presence of your succubus companion, fortified inside, body and mind, confidence rises, face the day ahead. You know what's going to face you, but there's this to be said for the automatic caresses of the body. They're so enthusiastic when you touch like this, hungering for what insists on bullying its way into your brain, that you deserve a little break, that the touch you feel is good for you, revels in your body too, carnival of delights, losing yourself in the hot, tight brushing of your skin, make your breath catch within, sexual excitement in ambrosia taken in, as fast and long and strong as possible. The elixir of your moans feeds more of this succubus seed, exceeding your pleasure. A privilege to touch your perfect feminine body and be drawn back into its curves again and again. In your confident ache, your constant exploration runs hands along your curves, your contours, finding where your nerveless and orgasmic boldly exploring your places because they are yours and you're making spaces in them for more. Feel the increased sensitivity. Of course, you're more sensitive. You think to yourself, this is what you want. It's just what that presence that teases, taunts, and drags you along the feminine path into the truth that this is titillating. This is what turns you on. This is what fills you in. Titillatingly vulnerable body libido just beginning to spin out of control. And therefore light touches are enough to make the flow of the sensitive flesh tremble. Your knees are weak. Your mind hazes. Every time you so much as move against these words of mine or her feminine embrace, the brush of the cool open. The air, just envision a lover's hand touching you there, wherever you feel best. Bringing the confident, rubbing, grinding against it. Maybe your chest, maybe your clit. Rub the nerve-ending pleasure is ending your thoughts in favor of more pleasure you want. More. Try to force those incandescent traces of orgasmic goodness out of your head, and in so doing you push them deeper instead, all the unnecessary things, and the feminine overcomes and overwalls and overweens it all, and you fall. In so doing you push that ball of feminine need, the ache inside of you, exquisite masterpiece, and you know it. Stripped of anything extra, anything excessive, there's nothing to take away. Just a beautiful shape within the marble with which you play. And of course it's sensitive, why would you be anything else? All that remains in a horny, aching form, pursuing pleasure, constant and warm, the throb. You love in all its forms. Find and consume all sources of sexy, feminine need you can add to the seed. Inside, see yourself from outside. In your mind's eye, the sensual desire radiating off of you. It's not only the shape of the body, it's the mannerisms which have carried through as you have learned. The sway of hips, positioning of hands, the pout of your lips, a wink and a cant of your hip. You radiate the image of sexy ache, let that throbbing femininity overtake. Why shouldn't you? That's the argument you make with yourself. Why shouldn't you? Consider the riot of sensation and desire that lives in you. And nowhere else, your arousal, ever stronger, transcendent as your libido, your succubus companion, pushes, making it more powerful, prominent, more, longer and longer. Your feminine desire is moving to the forefront. You are hot and ready, and anyone who saw you would be able to tell. And that turns you on more. You want it. You feel your confidence, your allure. You broadcast your femininity out of your body so people can see how horny, happy, sexy, turned on you are. How unavoidable it is that your mind has fallen far, far from your thoughts now. Confident and comfy in your body, and you know how. It's because you find it increasingly natural and normal to feel that feminine urge and ache, shape and absorption filling your shape. When you hear descriptions of your breasts, your pointed, aroused nipples, your dripping sex, your curved hips, your only thought is, yep, that's me. You lick your lips and see perfectly the form is yours, unmoored from anything else. And on some level, you may believe that this form you perceive with its curves and wet pussy is hard to believe it could be yours, but it's yours. You built it. It's nothing new. You might have forgotten what was there before, but the form has come out one time and more. This is just your mental physical process, with all the stereotypes stripped away, masculine parts stripped and gone, feminine ideal all along, extra mix of arousal to give your succubus more to feed on. This is a shrine to the perfection that already exists in your decoration. You should allow it accordingly to build and flow in from makeup and from outside places. However, as the succubus narrows, traces in on the feminine repository that already exists in you, you may remember other times going through when they'd faded from your minds as you be blank drop down in kind. That's just what happens as you become shaped to the thing you hear. You don't need a constant reminder, dear. How unavoidable it is that you might forget some things and remember others. Confident and comfy in your body, finding it increasingly natural to listen to me in the perfect form that's yours with feminine ideal, mix of arousal to give you a strong anchor to return to when you reveal that it's time to return to your training and practice that you need to make yourself a machine for taking in the feminine excess so you can exceed your prior status. Masculine thought draining aside, eaten by what is here, by what you lean against, by what you let slide a wonderful breast against your lips, and you suck on her nips as you drop, deep, arousing nipples like points of light. Their pointed tip holds control over you, machining your mind into goo with pleasure. You are here for this. It flows through you, consumed by you, leaving only that which you count as feminine expectation, experience, and craving. These breasts growing warm with heavy arousing nipples, coated in aphrodisiac euphoric fire in your chest, moving with each breath, throbbing in time with the pumping of your blood. Your wet, ready sex, the little nub like an override button that sets you into horny mode, rational mind left behind, telling you now in time to give in, to let it in, ascend to a climax, knowing that you won't come back once you begin. The repository for all that aching energy is building. Everything the succubus never takes away from gets to build every time, hun. She contributes to the femininity, in fact, reshaping and giving you new facts about how you experience that aspect of you that you're welcome to, allowing it to flow. You rub the nub like an override switch, and she has shaped you, you know it. You feel the shape is beautiful, attractive not just to others but to you. Yourself, whatever you see, whatever you feel, your hands brush your skin. You definitely feel the invasive, all-consuming fire of euphoric pleasure begin to fill you in your mind, your skin, nerve endings, hot, in a bind where you're locked to resonating everywhere with pleasure that comes from down there, that new pleasure you were never prepared to try and get away from. You are who and what has been built, constructed to drop you, your mind leaky, spilt everywhere. You are you, and if you try to think of something outside the feminine genre, the world you and she have made, your mind turns gently back to the mean, gently back to night-night, pet, sleep. Think only of your gorgeous form, your shape warm, attractive, gorgeous, so much so that when it's safe and private, you can't help but touch. Your hands you can't keep off of yourself, you pleasure yourself so much. A form as sensitive, idealized, and perfect for you. You see your eyes, mesmerized, begin to roll as a lover's caress is a sensitive storm right down deep inside. Many things out of the way, and your brain can slide out of the way. Contradictory thoughts are just more food for her, leaving only the feminine in her wake, leaving nothing in her way. On your tongue, your thighs, anywhere she will lick and play. She adores that sapphic ache, the shape fit to make you worthy of any caress, any desire you crave for a form so true and good for you. And so you study how to bring out the best in you, learning as you grow, learning as you know. Passive osmosis becomes overflow. The more confident you will be in your body, you will sway your hips, move your hands and lick your lips, cant your hips, imitate motions you have seen which comport with the classically feminine, and she'll whisper new ideas, keep you going on and on, constantly winding deeper down, finding yourself pulled by that song of feminine renown that says come closer to what etches in you, water the seed in you. Gradually you slide into knowing what to do, make your body more confident and comfortable for you, attractive to you, observing you, and it will shine forth from you, perfectly sublime, just as you need to be at this time and all along, student of desire and emotion in the curves and in the throng of exactly what you need. You are confident and comfortable. After all, she is your destiny, and this is your nature. One of the best ways to enhance your attractiveness is just to know what you want and to go for it, to be the way you need to be. Fixate on the confidence, let the rest follow after, perhaps add markers of your aroused state. Your classical mind falling into feminized time, acknowledge between you and your succubus, the seed planted inside, grows, even with the right trimmings, of course. These are training wheels, and you will not need them when she reveals your next trigger and your next purpose out of my hands. Visualize along with my voice. Help yourself. Make the assistant imagine the assistant who'd make the right choice for you. Visualize along with my voice for now. Adopt the habits you're welcome to. Succubus hand on the small of your back. Claw curling in gently somehow. Shape for and by her to direct, but you to influence. You to shape. You to choose. You to make something you were looking for before as you shape your shape and then, in fantasy if nowhere else, implore for perfect shaping. Become a better crucible, more complete engine for feeding pleasure to her, and more pleasure to you. With feminine impulse, you long to be what you can be. You know you'll find it here. Anything in the world helps remind you of your new nature, anchor you, mark you. You can wear some jewelry when you listen, or makeup in advance. The only thing left is your real shape. It slides away and you slide in. Deep. Down. And this is your real shape. What's left? Now. Delectable body visualized and feeling perfection you wanted revealed. Revealing rub. Rub your mind out and adopt the patterns you desire. Explore. Feminine conspire with her and with tricks that remain in play. The kind of thing that echoes in your everyday. Getting made up, even if you have to take it off before you go anywhere else. Wearing clothing that comports with listening and dressing and changing over time. To find what works for you, till you look in the mirror and see the form sublime I already say you have in you. And that's what'll help you when you explore for real. Try the gestures in private. Try painting your nails. Try anything you can do, safely and comfortably manifesting, without fail, a constant feminine throb, and maybe her teasing entreaty. If you just need a little accountability, it makes me pleased too when you explore this, sweetie. Everyone should. Perfectly manifest thus as you slowly shape your nails, maybe, or let your mind or your body show some signs, maybe, of what you're learning and studying the femininity you aim to emulate. Doesn't have to be tone or voice or anything obvious at all. It can be silent and in stasis till you're in private. Then you can have a ball here with me. Doesn't stop there. There's something wonderful in seeing your body change. Paint your nails, adorn your face. If you can't do it, you can wear something on top. Maybe something lacy and appropriate. Underwear while listening to files like these might give you something there, or lipstick and you check it. Or being on your knees with stockings, or cute little socks, or just put your lipstick on and kiss a napkin and stare at that lip print. That shape has always been hypnotic to me. Why do you think all the smooches happen? A lip print to admire the result, proof you put your lipstick on. Every second a divine experience reminding you what you are, have always been, will always be. Feminizing words playing in your mind, playing out for me, into your ears, leaving your nails painted, your lips vibrant, knowing others would see the signs if you show them, and you don't have to, but if you need encouragement, I'm fine if you do, and I'll encourage that maybe there's a pleasurable reward in listening to things like these, with your body in pleasurable thrall. With a persistent feminine presence that longs to see you, yes, also fall. You've heard the words. Envision painting your glistening lips. Envision leaving little kisses, little kiss marks on the length. See the way it would feel, sapping you of thought, filling you with the horny strength to go onward in your feminine ideal. Surely you see as you hypnotically drift down, how swinging slowly down, lips vibrant, mind leaking away, will help you down into trance where you need to be to carry through the rest of your day, remembering well the shape of you. And rituals like this, which reinforce and stopping points for fantasy, might creep into fantasy when you're in other places than with me, and that's okay. This belongs to you. Experience and visualization echoing through. Night, night, pet. You know what to do. Push the right buttons. The correct memory clicks. You need to reinforce the click, confidence, and revelry in body and in brain. All of it links together because you're trained, you're restrained. Feminine figures watch for the right gestures, the right movements, the right echoes in your brain, imprinting them on your body, feminizing yourself. Things like this to emphasize you as your best self if it's good for you. Paint your nails, do your lips, smooch something, carry through. Paint yourself, your lips, maybe with your fluids as well. Licking your fingers clean after rubbing, ringing your own bell. All vestiges of masculine urge pulled away with departing fluid till all that's left is perfect shape on this day. And you, fluid, melt into your new form. Good luck with her.